up with Fodge and Rach. Fodge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Let's go!
Fodge here with you this morning, 6.02 and 40 seconds, exactly. We've got loads of great music to get stuck into. We'll chat to Dean McCarthy a little bit later on this hour and get our fill of Hollywood gossip as well. It is that, well, it's halfway through the week, of course, so everyone's excited for the back end of the week, and we're going to kick that second half of the week off right now. Here we go. A very good morning to you. 13, 12, 16, lines are open. Give us a call.
You're getting up with Fodge and Rach on
Hit. Ashley Madison, you might know the name from 2008, okay, because they launched a dating website. Life is short, have an affair was their tagline. A lot of people got really angry about it. But secretly, a lot of people got involved in it, which is, you know, what happens. It wasn't until about, I think it was 2015, I reckon it was. Oh, geez, was it? Yeah, it was about 3 years. Yeah, it was 2015. Hackers stole names, addresses, and, you know, financial information, all that sort of stuff of the clients on Ashley Madison, which is the dating website for cheaters. And they published them on the net. And that's when Ashley Madison became a household name. Everyone knew all about it then. It was no longer a secret. Now, the bloke that runs it, okay, it's called Ashley Madison. It's a bloke that runs it. It was a double-edged sword. After the events of 2015, we had to rethink who we were. Now, this has just happened. They've had a chat with him. So that sounds quite good. They're like, you know, they're rethinking. Was it the right thing to do to have a dating website like that? Wrong. No, he wasn't thinking about that. No. He came to the realization. Most of our clients are attached and want discretion, and they want the tools to date on the site. So that's what we focused on. He said we're now signing up 20,000 people a day from Britain alone since all that happened. So it's gone up by what they said, nearly 18%, which is just insane. Since they got busted and posted online, you wouldn't think that was the case. But my question is this: if someone who is using a dating site to cheat on their partner on a site that is dedicated to that, do they deserve that kind of protection? I laughed my little backside off when all those names got published, and I thought about all those people sweating it, hoping that they weren't going to get called out. I absolutely reckon they should have been called out and totally just wrecked them. I would have absolutely published the living daylights out of it, and it was the best thing they could have done. I don't know why this site is still allowed to go on, but 13, 12, 16, please do give me a call if you think I'm wrong. I know there's a few people that think that it's... We live in a polygamous world now. I'll tell you right now, polygamy is something that's definitely consensual by both parties and definitely not like Ashley Madison's website. But we'll wait to see how that plays out. It seems like their stocks are going through the roof.
Here we go. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Fodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Royal Regime Central happening right here, and I'm not too happy about it, if I'm honest with you, okay? Meghan Markle, she's done something with Prince Harry pre-wedding, would you believe, that I'm just... It's very sad. I just got to take a moment. She's put Harry on a diet. You see, a pre-wedding diet to try and fit into his suit. He's already lost half a stone, but he's quite slim, you see. And because he's a ginger and he's got that delicate sort of jawline, I don't know if he's going to pull through. But it's not just the diet. He's become a member of a gym, and he's going to the gym and doing clean eating with her. He's been involved with juicing and kale and things like that. And they've got a top-of-the-range juicer now, which they're very proud of. And she's got him on the fruit and the veggie smoothies. And what's worse is she's weaning him off meat. And I just want to dedicate the rest of this show to the husk of his former self, Prince Harry, once known as Dirty Harry, the playboy that we all grew up loving. I thought Suits ending was the worst part about the royal wedding, but I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. It's this. Harry was joyful, playful. He was the man we all wanted to be, and now he's juicing and he's off meat. And I don't even know if I can watch the royal wedding now. So, Meghan Markle, I just want to say this to you. Leave our Harry alone. That's all I want to say. Good morning.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
I'm just mucking around. I'll be watching the Royal Wedding. Oi.
Bodge and Rach on the Mid-North Coast's Hit.
Mark Zuckerberg, he's still copping it, this time from the United Kingdom. Now, I think the most entertaining thing to come out of the Zuckerberg trials, as it's being called, was the bad lip-reading video that came out on social media. But he's still in strife. The British Parliamentary Committee, they want him to answer some questions about the social network safeguarding of user data, of course. That's what everyone's talking about. As well as there's allegations now of Russian interference with the Brexit vote. With the Brexit vote. He's been blamed for a lot of stuff, but I don't know if that's him. A friend of mine's actually just moved to Germany recently. She's been there multiple times, and she's lived there on and off. And she said Facebook's gotten quite extreme in Europe, and I'll tell you why. Nearly every Facebook post, there's a message underneath it. This is personal, private posts. Does this post, I'm not making this up either, does this post contain hate speech? And there is an option to click either yes or no. That's for nearly every post. It's for nearly every post. So she said that's not just in Germany either. That's in other countries that she's been to in Europe very recently. And she's noticed that in the last couple of weeks. Lots of stuff's been happening in regards to the private nature of Facebook. There's lots of notifications coming up now. A while ago, if you wanted to change the privacy settings, because they said, oh, we've always given people the option. You know, when you're scrolling through your news feed and all of a sudden you see something just in the midst of a whole load of other rubbish on your timeline and whatever else, it just says, you know, privacy settings in tiny writing. You can change them here. They don't really, you know, show too much of it. But now it's right at the top. They've pinned it to the top, and they're giving people the option to change their privacy settings, and you can go yay or nay. And obviously most people don't care. But this is huge stuff, though. The Brits, they really want to know whether Facebook or, you know, the Cambridge Analytica were involved in the Russian interference and the Brexit vote. It's all getting very, very hairy. I reckon Mark Zuckerberg is going to become, if he's not already, a kind of a scapegoat for a lot of others, because there's so many other... Every app you download says they want access to everything. So for Facebook to be the only one copying it, this has got to be just the tip of the iceberg. Not too far away, we'll talk about what we're doing here at the station with Nixpa, naturally sugar-free soft drinks, and the sports team on the Mid-North Coast that we are going to go and visit this week. That's coming up.
Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Okay, Christy, you are the task master, the question master, I should say. No, you're the task master most other times of the day.
I am.
Which is okay.
And
but
I have the moolah today.
How much?
$250.
Okay, $250. We've got Isaac from Port Macquarie on the line with us. Isaac, good morning, mate.
Good morning.
You're feeling confident?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not too good with this sort of stuff, so let's see how we go.
That's all right. Have a go anyway. Have a crack at it. And Christy's got the question, so if it's a rubbish one, it's all on her, okay, mate?
Don't blame me. It's going to be tough, Isaac.
I do this to Rachel as well. She comes up with a question and I escape scot-free if no one wins it. So I don't feel bad. Now, what we're going to do is I will start the timer once Christy has finished the question, and you'll have 10 seconds to give us five answers, okay?
Sure.
You okay. Ready to play, Isaac?
Yep.
All righty. Name five Latin dance styles. Go.
Oh.
Samba, salsa.
Come on.
And samba, salsa.
No, he got two though. I didn't think you'd get two.
You did well, buddy.
I mean,
I lived in Brazil, mate.
Oh no.
Well, look, you did get two. So salsa, mambo, cha-cha, paso doble, flamenco, meringue, rumba, tango. You could have had the tango, mate.
The mambo was there. I only know that because of Mambo Number 5. But look, Isaac, you had a crack at it. You got two more than I would have done. It's still a fair effort, mate. All good.
Thanks so much.
That's all good. Now, $260 up for grabs tomorrow now, Chrissy. It's gone up.
You need to come up with a topic tomorrow.
What, me?
Mm.
Why me?
Your turn. Because you always leave it up to the girls.
Yeah, that's right, because then I don't get in any trouble when no one gets it right.
I reckon you'll make it too easy.
Probably
it'll go
will.
Off tomorrow.
Probably will. Do you remember when it went off last time?
Was that your question?
That was my.
Yeah, so
that was the one time I asked the question. That's why we're not allowed to do it.
Exactly.
Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Of course, school's back, Christy. And I got something come across my desk this morning and I wanted to talk to you about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need another perspective because I want to know if I'm going crazy here, and I don't think that I am.
You are going a little bit crazy, but anyway, continue.
Okay. So this was in the Courier Mail. And it's a story about Queensland schools becoming the fun police. Now, this isn't all of them, but this is it's starting to become, well, I guess, alarming to the Courier Mail at least, because a few are starting to do it. I'd love to know your thoughts as well. 13, 12, 16. Queensland schools are banning pre-school bell activity. So, you know, when kids get there before 9 o'clock and, you know, you play a bit of handball, you run around, you see all your mates, you talk about what was on Dragon Ball Z this morning, things like that, things we all used to do.
That's it, done. No
more. Well, what they've done is instead of that, because they'd be out in the yard obviously running around, they're stamping it out, playtime. No more boisterous students coming into class with that kind of energy and behaviour, a spokeswoman said. Each principal, apparently, is they're responsible for their own schools, and it's not something that, you know, they're making their own calls, these schools. But they're putting them in areas that are sort of sitting them down in quiet areas where they have to behave and things like that. So, like, I'm sort of picturing a kind of, from what I've read, you get to school, you sit in your area where you line up or near the class, and you just sort of sit and behave.
And talk and do
and
nothing.
And just, yeah.
So they're cooped up outside before they go into class, and then they're cooped up in class for the rest of the day.
They've got recess and lunch. I genuinely thought I was reading a Batuta Advocate article, because it was really, it was quite scary in a way, because you can remember these kids, they're still developing their social skills. And when you're building up for the day, the things that you look forward to as a kid going to school, seeing your mates before class.
Exactly.
And then obviously recess and lunch. You don't look forward to any other stuff, but go on.
Well, I used to go to school early for that very matter, is so you could play with your school friends,
yeah,
not being cooped up in a classroom and not get to talk to them, because they actually don't get to talk to their friends in class. So
yeah, well,
this is just ridiculous. I don't know why they're doing it. Is it actually official in Queensland?
No, it's not official as in statewide, but like it's progressively more and more schools are doing it. So this is why the Courier Mail were reporting on it.
Well, as adults, we can relate. You know, when you get up in the morning, you go and do a bit of exercise, any form of activity.
No.
Okay, you probably do not agree then. Any form of activity actually makes you a little bit more productive throughout the day. So if you make a child not be active in the morning before going into class, they're going to be less productive.
Of course. Well, if you're sitting still, I mean, you're probably going to get a little bit sleepy. But what I'm thinking, because I was always late to school, okay? It worked like this. Cheese TV was on, of course. Pokemon was on. And then at 8:30, okay, I got banned from watching it because I was late. 8:30, Dragon Ball Z started. Goes for 25 minutes, and it finishes just before 9 o'clock. Mum was not happy. So we would try. She'd ban us from it, and we'd go to school. And then we were like, "Oh wow, this is like having another lunchtime, because you get to see friends. You get to see friends from all the other classes." So the big thing with it is that regardless of whether it becomes statewide or not over there, I can guarantee that Mid North Coast schools would not be picking up on this. I don't think there'd be a teacher out there that would have an opposing view on it. If you do, 13, 12, 16, I am open to it if there's a reason that you can see. But from what I can see, from what I've read, Christy, I believe it's detrimental to the kids and their developing social skills with their students.
Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.